Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Louisianans have appreciated the enjoyable qualities of spicy foods for generations. The fire in Louisiana cooking is provided primarily by the use of hot peppers or products made from them, like red pepper and hot sauce. A backyard vegetable garden wouldn't be complete without a few pepper plants, both hot and sweet, to pick from. The pepper is native to the tropics of Central and South America and has probably been cultivated for thousands of years. When Columbus reached the Caribbean, he tasted a vegetable being grown by the native populations. Its sharp taste reminded him of the familiar black pepper, so he called the new plant pepper, as we do today. Columbus, however, was no botanist, and he was mistaken. The plant was not even related to black pepper, which is Piper nigrum, but is an entirely different plant altogether, called Capsicum annuum. From their American origins, peppers were spread to Europe, Africa, India, and Asia, and became an important part of many regional cuisines. They're a member of the Solanaceae, or nightshade family, which makes them relatives of the tomato, potato, tobacco, eggplant, and petunia. Peppers may be classified as sweet to hot. The degree of the heat is related to the amount of a chemical called capsaicin in the fruit. This chemical is concentrated in the pepper pod, where the seeds are connected, and in the veins of the inner wall. Peppers are at the peak of their hotness when they're fully ripe and are usually significantly hotter when they're mature compared to the green or immature fruit. Based on the amount of capsaicin they generally contain, pepper varieties can be classified as sweet, mild, hot, and very hot. Remember, you cannot always identify a hot pepper by its shape or color. Some of the popular sweet peppers are bell peppers, pimentos, and sweet bananas. Mild peppers with just a little bit of heat include cherry, ancho, and poblano. Hot peppers include the jalapeno, cayenne, and tabasco. And if you want very hot peppers, well, you might look at the Thai pepper, habanero, scotch bonnet, or the ghost pepper. Now, peppers need full sun to bloom and set lots of fruit, and that means about 8 hours or more of direct sun during the day. In the mid to late summer, a stake put by the plant will help keep the plant upright as it grows larger and hold up the weight of the fruit. Plant peppers in well-drained beds that have been generously enriched by digging in lots of compost and some of an all-purpose fertilizer, following package directions. Once they're planted, water the pepper plants in with your favorite soluble fertilizer, like Peters, Schultz, or Miracle-Gro. This will get them off to a good start. During the growing season, side-dress your pepper plants occasionally with additional fertilizer about every 6 weeks or so. Don't forget to space your pepper plants about 1.5 to 2 feet apart. This may seem silly when you plant them, they're so small, but they'll need that room to develop. Remember, they'll be growing in your garden all the way until late summer and into the fall. Peppers can be harvested at any stage of development, but bell types are usually harvested when full-size but still green. But it's really up to you to decide what stage to harvest your peppers in. They can be harvested any stage or any color along the way, and they're equally good. Remember, it is the mature peppers, if you're growing hot peppers, that are the very hottest. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.